thank you for listening to the Bold Empathy Project podcast. I'm Brian Walden Pope, husband, father, strategist, serial parallel entrepreneur, past peace officer, and creator of the Bold Empathy Framework. I mention this longer than normal list of roles from my life's experiences because they pertain to today's message that may be potentially sensitive to many, including me. Before we begin with today's message, I want to thank you for being a loyal listener and ask you to do two things if you feel today's message has merit and can bless the lives of others. First, if you will follow, rate, and review the podcast with whichever service you use to listen to podcasts, that will go a long way in helping us gain exposure and help others who are interested in this topic find us. Secondly, we would love your help in having a meaningful conversation in the bigger arena of social media. May I ask you to share this episode on your favorite social platform, along with your thoughts on the topic? Thank you for being part of the Bold Empathy family and forwarding this movement. Today, I'm going to talk frankly about how some people use the concept of empathy to manipulate and control others. It's a problematic reality that is either gaining momentum or about which I am simply becoming more aware because of this work I'm doing. And most likely, there are elements of both these factors at play. Let's look at this topic closely today and see how we can help others who are trapped in these situations free themselves and live the full lives they have the right to enjoy as fellow travelers on this journey of life. Humans are amazing beings. We have the ability to think, feel, and act in ways that go well beyond instinct or pre-programming. For most of us, this means we feel love for others. We have a desire to serve and help them enjoy everything this life has to offer. We want others to be happy and fulfilled. Unfortunately, there are those who, being well aware of this truth, use this reality for the benefit of their twisted agendas. I'm not going to get into the finer points of whether this happens because of nature or nurture. I'm not a professional with the experience or credentials to have that conversation, nor do I feel it should be the focus of this topic. I wish to focus not on the perpetrators of harmful acts of manipulation, but rather on those individuals who are targeted by these self-serving culprits. Undoubtedly, there are those who are unaware of their abuse of others' goodness as they manipulate them for their own purposes. And, of course, there are those who are completely aware of what they are doing as they plot and execute their designs for personal control and gain at others' expense. Every one of us knows someone who is the target of such abuse or who works to wield power over those in a way I have described. Perhaps you are the mark of such a perpetrator, or maybe you are one who, to some degree or another, is guilty of such manipulation or attempted control over others. Whatever your situation, you are in a position to do something meaningful to help alleviate the suffering of another person who is living in their own personal hell because of this abuse of power. My purpose today is to shine a light on the misuse of the concept of empathy in such abusive situations so we can all be aware of how and when this is happening, lend appropriate, beneficial support to those who are victimized by this misconduct, and help offenders who are open to positive change get out of their cycle of abusive behavior. By way of quick reminder, let's talk about what empathy is. Empathy is identifying with another person's feelings vicariously, even though we are not in their situation. This isn't just the case in situations of suffering or grief, but in all situations. True empathy leads us to always act in the best interest of others, using the insights we gain in the process. Predators, users, and abusers of other people use this goodness that is innate in so many people to position themselves as needing emotional support, overtly playing on the empathy these good people feel. We see this everywhere, from straight-up scams targeting older people, to questionable sales tactics meant to play on others' emotions, to abusive relationships in which parties manipulate others to feel guilt if the requests of the perpetrator are not met, or even shame for their lack of willingness to, quote, do the right thing, according to the abuser. Let me be very clear. If someone is telling you how you should be acting toward them or what you should be doing for them in the name of anything related to empathy, love, humanity, or any other such concept, it is time for you to be on high alert. People who do this do not have your best interest at heart. They are serving themselves and are twisting the true meanings of these terms for their selfish benefit, believing they can shame you into submission. Empathy is not being someone else's doormat. We do not serve others' needs by allowing them to be emotionally, mentally, physically, or sexually abusive to us. Do not allow yourself to be shamed into believing that any such action must be undertaken if you are to prove yourself as one who cares. This is simply wrong. If we feel true empathy for others, we will see these behavioral problems and work to protect those who are the targets of such abuse, even when that person is oneself. Further, coming from a place of compassion and open-minded understanding, we'll strive to either help the offenders see a better, more productive path, or, if they are not open to positive change, we will use the understanding we've gained to distance ourselves or would-be targets from those toxic relationships and situations and invest our energy productively elsewhere, helping victims or potential marks understand how they can steer clear of such abusive situations moving forward. Where do these abusive situations take place? Let's talk about that for a minute. They go well beyond personal relationships. Unfortunately, they can and do happen everywhere. In the workplace, over the phone, internet, and electronic devices, in community settings, and even in those places we should feel safest of all, like our homes, churches, and among close friends. So what are a few warning signs that this might be happening? Let me share just a few you can look for in your own situations and as you witness interactions between other people. Statements like, "If you really understood me or loved me, you would ... fill in the blank." This is a red-hot signal of manipulation. Abusers who use such language are overtly playing on the goodness of their would-be victims. No one needs to play into this ploy. If you are the target, you do not need to submit to these twisted demands. And if you're witness to such words between others, you have an opportunity to help a victim escape abuse. Another warning sign may come in the form of someone suggesting we need to make some fundamental change in who or how we are in order to be acceptable in some way to them or to others. In no case do we need to change our values, views, beliefs, or core attributes to meet the demands of someone asserting that if we truly understand or care about them, we will make such changes. Another's assertion along these lines is an open display of emotional abuse. A truly empathetic recipient of such attempted abuse will, first of all, not meet such demands, but may even venture, if and when appropriate to do so, and I say that with a big if, into attempting to understand the values and experiences of the perpetrator that have led to their misdirected view of how relationships work, with a view toward helping the offender see a path to a better way. Now again, this is something if you're qualified and prepared to do, that's great, but certainly not your responsibility. It is not anyone's responsibility to change another. That would go contrary to everything I'm saying here. If the offending party sees a need for change and genuinely wants help, and the target feels he or she is capable of rendering that assistance, a path to change may be possible. My word of warning would be to not play further into an abuser's net in the process of thinking you're being helpful. Cunning manipulators are masters at making you think you are in control, even when you are playing further into their schemes. In short, anyone trying to shame you into taking their side or believing their words or agenda in the name of saying you need to take a prescribed action to be empathetic either does not understand empathy or is overtly manipulative. As I like to assume the best in every situation, take the stand that the person simply does not understand what he or she is doing. This will keep your tone, words, and questions in a place that can cultivate productive conversation. The other party won't feel judged or attacked, and if they are being manipulative, and they know it, they will quickly see that you understand what is going on, yet you have chosen to take a higher road. In any case, you win. And if the other party genuinely wants peace, they will have learned something valuable in the process as well. If not, you didn't become suggested to their agenda, and they know you sincerely care about them, but are not a target for their misbehavior. I've had this experience many times in my life. It works extremely well. It's all about remaining confident and calm in our conversations. So the title of this episode is Empathy Does Not Give In. I've touched on this from three directions. I'd like to recap those really quickly for emphasis. First, if we are a current or would-be victim of another's attempt to have us feel guilt or shame us into acting according to their desires, we do not need to give in to this manipulation. Doing so does not prove our feelings of empathy, love, or anything else meaningful for the perpetrator. It simply proves our fear for the abuser, our lack of self-esteem, and our willingness to be manipulated. Second, when we witness such manipulation in a third-party situation, it is our opportunity as fellow human beings to help targets escape such abuse. The escape route may not be readily obvious, and the path may at times be long, as we help victims understand the nature of their situations and their opportunities for a better life. But it is worth it. If you're not confident in your abilities or you have safety concerns, please enlist the assistance of appropriate professionals and others who can help, including law enforcement officials, when safety is a concern. Third, many who perpetuate the misbehavior I've addressed today do so because this is the culture in which they have been raised. Some see the error in their ways and would like a better life for themselves. We have the power to assist these individuals in getting the help they need. Some may not be aware of their misconduct, but are open to conversation when we step into their worlds and interact from within their paradigms. This is a skill taught within the Bold Empathy framework. These two are individuals who can benefit from our care for them as fellow travelers, brothers and sisters, who, like all of us, are on a path of progression and may need help to find answers that will help us live fulfilled, happy lives. Now, there are those, unfortunately, who are well aware of the nature of their actions and seek with intent to prey on the goodness of others, positioning themselves as wounded sheep, as it were, in need of rescue and assistance. This group, in my non-scientific opinion, are the most dangerous of all. They have proven to themselves that their chosen lifestyle is fruitful for them. They have no desire to change, and they continue to hone their craft, lying in wait for their next unsuspecting victim. The best we can likely do in these situations is protect their would-be victims. Now, before I end, let me turn from this dark place we just visited and shine a light of love and hope on this topic. When we understand ourselves and our infinite potential, we find love and light that permeates our world. We know who we are. We want to help and serve others. We find fulfillment in feeling others' joys and pains, seeing their visions with them, and walking life's paths side by side as we help them discover, act, and grow. These are all good things. When we understand the true nature of empathy and help others become clear on it as well, we empower ourselves, our families, our friends, our coworkers, and ultimately society to live in this way without the risk of becoming targets for unsavory, manipulative individuals in any settings in which we find ourselves. Trusting by default, with a keen ability to sniff out motives. Loving openly, being able to see into others' minds and understand their intentions. And serving actively, knowing our efforts are genuinely appreciated and helpful because we have the extraordinary ability to see what others miss as we interact with others from within their paradigms. This is the opportunity of every human, and these are the abilities instilled by the principles, practices, and tools found in the Bold Empathy framework. I invite you to discover them for yourself, for your benefit, as well as the benefit of all those you love, work with, live around, serve, and protect. You can get the introductory training free at boldempathy.com when you use the code PODCAST. You'll be pleasantly surprised at how these tools can be applied in every facet of your life. If you're not part of the Bold Empathy family yet, please come join us. And again, I invite you to follow, rate, and review this podcast and also share this episode on social media. Thank you for being part of this movement to build stronger individuals and families, more successful businesses, and a better society for all of us.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, discover more at boldempathy.com. And remember to follow us on your favorite social media platforms.